At a hotel, or a motel.
And see a play or a movie.
At a theater.
And you had to have an operation.
You go to the hospital.
And the woman that looked after you.
Nurse.
And you catch a train at the...
depot.
What else did you call that?
Train station.
What about rail?
Railway station.
Is that from Tony Goose?
No, uh-uh.
And the open place in the city where the... around the courthouse. With grass grows and everything.
The bowling green.
Okay.
Which we don't have any of down here. At all.
Say if there was a house... well, say if there's a piece of furniture in the corner. It wasn't... exactly in the corner like that. It's kind of... turned so that there's a space between the back of the furniture and the corner.
Uh-huh.
You'd say it was sitting house. You know what I mean?
No. Well, I know what you mean, but if...
like you have it sitting like
this. Yeah.
Do you ever hear of cattywalk with a kitty corner or Annie Goblin? You know?
I heard of catacorner.
How's that used?
I think last time I heard it was in terms of streets. The street one's catacorner to that street. So it's sort of like they make a triangle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you tell the bus driver this next corner is where I
want to get off.
And you know, Lean's Parish, New Orleans is the...
is it what?
In Lean's Parish, New Orleans is the...
the city, main city.
Okay. Do you ever call that the county seat or parish seat or capital?
Yeah.
And is there any part of Lean's Parish that isn't New Orleans? Or does it take up the whole parish?
No, the city takes up the whole parish, I think.
Mm. If you were an FBI agent, you'd be working for the Federal
Bureau of Investigation.
Or you'd be an employee of the federal
government.
Mm-hmm.
Government.
And the police in town are supposed to maintain
law and order.
And before they had the electric chair, murderers were
hung.
And he said it took the man out and they
hung him.
And the fight between the North and the South was called the
Civil War.
Any other names for that?
No.
And say someone makes up his own mind about something, then you can't argue with him. He's going to do things his way. He's not going to listen anymore. He'd call him.
Depending on whether I respected his choice or not. If I respected his choice, he'd be an individual. If I thought he was acting irrationally, he'd be a fool.
Okay. And do you ever call someone pig-headed or...
brash. Yeah.
Hard-headed,
hard-nosed, or brash.
And someone that you can't joke with without him losing his temper. You said he was...
hot.
Okay. And say something that happened to embarrass somebody. You say, well, you better not tease him about that.
He's pretty sensitive.
Okay, or he's a little bit...
touchy.
And you say, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so...
so mad, pissed off.
Okay. And if a person has been well, and then suddenly you hear that they've got some disease, you'd say, well, yesterday when I saw them, they were fine. When was it that day?
They got sick.
Okay. And if a person...
you better see if it's recording while that's going on.
If a person had gone out in bad weather and came in with sneezing and everything, you'd say he went out in the rain and he...
got sick.
And
got wet.
If his eyes are running and it...
caught a cold.
Okay. And if you do that, you have a...
cough.
And if you can't talk right, you sound a little bit...